Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and it is so awesome to be connecting with you today. Because why? Because you're amongst friends, and so am I. Hi, Mr. Benny. Welcome.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to everybody. Not just me.
Not just you. Everybody. That's right. Hi, Brian. Welcome. Good to have you here. We got the troops in because we've got a very special guest today. Oh, I'm so excited. Doreen Virtue. As you've been hearing on the Dr. Pat Show, we have an amazing event coming up. And, you know, the event is, I'm excited about it, Benny. And we're actually going to give tickets away today, but I'm excited about it. Doreen Virtue and John Holland, who was on last week, are coming to Seattle. I mean, are you ready for that?
I'm always ready for the both of them when they show up.
I'm ready, too. I like it when they come individually, but I don't think I've ever been in an event with them where Doreen and John have shared the stage. So this is exciting.
That's a lot of power.
It's a lot of power.
I wonder if there's going to be like a power struggle.
It's a lot of energy.
No, that would never happen.
You
never happen.
Okay. You never know, though.
Mm-mm. Maybe we need two stages.
Or
like
just
a divider.
Like, or just like what, with a divider?
Yeah,
very good.
Hey, what's going on over
it's
there?
Like, yeah, how about some open landscaping office office furniture?
Mm-hmm. That's a possibility.
Yeah, this is the coolest thing. Angels and the Afterlife. What a great venue. And that is happening for those of you out there. It's happening on September 22nd. I want to thank all of you for tuning into this hour. This is our special hour. It's Psychic Solutions with me and my guests. Today it is angel therapy expert and best-selling author Doreen Virtue. We're going to talk about transition, changes. We're also going to give you an opportunity to call in and connect directly with Doreen. It's fabulous. Doreen is someone that has helped thousands of people over a number of years. I mean, she's been teaching her angel therapy practitioner course, Benny, since 1996. And it is kind of like the previous host was talking about Kathy Gertson. And I think it's important to mention this. The reason that we do the shows we do and we do the work we do has to do with our lives and has to do with what we're here to contribute. And Doreen is someone that has contributed and does each and every day. The people that study with her, their lives have changed. The people that work with her, their lives have changed. The people that, you know, tap in, tune in to a very, very powerful message that she has. And we're going to talk about this today. You know, the overview, the angelic realm, what is it? I had one of the most powerful clearings the first time I met Doreen. I walked in and did an interview. It was at one of the I Can Do It conferences, walked in and was going to interview her. And the first thing she said to me, wait a minute, I want to just you have something following you. And I'll talk more about that later, what she actually saw and what she actually cleared for me. Today, I want to give a shout out as well for Kathy. And I want to give a shout out, and Doreen and I will talk about this, and pull a card for my sister, Joyce. You know, we talked about Kathy, Benny, about the struggle she had, the 10 years with the fighting brain tumor cancer, the cancer. And none of us really ever knew it. And we talked about, you know, the previous host talked about, you know, having that it factor, that factor that all of us have. I want to tell you, I found out yesterday my sister Joyce as well has several brain tumors. And I talked to her yesterday. And I want to tell you all, and Doreen, first let me welcome you to the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you. It's great to be back with you.
It's wonderful. I want to just share with you, you and I were talking about my sister before you came on. And I wanted to say, you know, I talked to her yesterday, and she's home with hospice. Her daughter-in-law is taking great care of her. And I talked to her yesterday, and she is a role model for happy. You know, it didn't matter that, you know, she knew that, you know, these are her last days. She was happy. She was loving. She was thrilled to hear from me. And we laughed about some childhood things that were pretty funny. And I have to give a shout out to her, because sometimes we get caught up in our, you know, the woes of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a model for me. Absolutely.
Yeah, it puts things into perspective for our own lives of what's really important in our priorities. And so even you sharing about her experiences today helps to put meaning to the struggles she's going through right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we can all learn from it.
Well, I wanted to, in her honor and your honor, I would love to pull a card from one of the decks of cards I have of yours, Doreen.
Thank you.
And this is Healing with the Angels. These are the Oracle cards. And I have a ritual every morning that I do, and this is a deck that I pull from. But I want to pull a card for my sister Joyce. Joyce, this is for you. All right, you ready, Doreen?
Definitely.
All right. Here we go. So I pulled the friendship.
Aw.
Isn't that great?
That's so perfect.
Isn't
because
it perfect?
In addition to being sisters, you both are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this also has to do with your friend who passed, too.
Mm. Yes. So, Doreen, for those of you listening, I want to tell you that we are going to take your calls. If you want to connect with Doreen during the show, we have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And later on in the show, we're going to give away some tickets for the upcoming event. Let's take a moment, if we could, Doreen, and let's talk about this event. I mean, Benny and I were kind of chatting about it, about having you. Did you hear us talking about you and John being on the same stage?
Yes. Yeah, John and I are very excited, too, about this, because it's a whole day of him doing mediumship, connecting with deceased loved ones, and me connecting with the celestial realm, the guardian angels. So everyone has both types of beings with them, deceased loved ones and angels. So it's going to layer or get these levels of energies and messages in a whole new way that we're very excited about.
I think it's just amazing. For those of you out there, that I know many of you are listening from around the country and around the world, but I want to say to you that this is a very special event, Angels and Afterlife. And it's going to be at the Washington State Convention Center in Seattle. It's great. And there'll be a full day of Doreen Virtue and John Holland. And so we'll tell you how to find out more about it in a minute. We'll also be giving away two tickets later on, a pair of tickets to someone. Doreen, you know, today we talked about a little bit this morning before you came on. We were talking about, let's do the show about change, about transitions.
Yep.
There is a lot being said about 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just share a little bit from the angelic perspective how 2012 might be different than other years?
Well, this is definitely a time of consciousness raising. I'm finding that people are awake to their inner truth detector more than ever, and they're trusting it more than ever. So more and more people are questioning media, government, you know, the kind of the lies that were fed and are saying, no, that's not true. I know that's not true. And so it's creating a lot of unrest right now as people shift to align their lives with what they know to be true for themselves and shedding maybe a job that they put up with for a long time because they lied to themselves and said everything's fine. And now with this wake-up period, they're awake and going, wait a minute, this isn't the job for me. And then that same sort of scenario is also occurring with people and where they live, their relationships, and so on. Big, big changes going on with every single person across the planet.
So, Doreen, I want to just ask you this. I know that I've looked at my own life kind of in these past couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, you know, I mean, I kind of made joke to it a little bit. You know, sometimes I think about, you know, my life as a really number one hit country western song.
Oh.
And I can say that because we're all from the South. Like, my, you know, I was born in New York, but my sister Joyce, my mom, my sister Doris, all from the South. And, you know, the South and a lot of, you know, the messages that come from there are so much part of our culture. And someone said to me, why is your life like a hit country western song? And I said, because I feel like there's a story to tell, and that music does that. I want to ask you about your life. What have you seen for yourself in these past years? How has your life changed, or how have you been pulled in a direction that you didn't expect?
Well, right now, we've been building toward this time of having all secrecy, all deceit, all darkness lifted. And really, it's like all the lights have been turned on. And when I was growing up, I grew up in this very spiritual, metaphysical, spiritual healing family, and I was born with second sight, you know, the ability to see deceased people and angels, and had a lot of interactions with ETs and such. And whenever I would talk about these things, I would be shunned or made fun of or ostracized by the other kids. And so being a sensitive child, I learned to kind of fit in and not talk about these things. And I would only discuss them with my clients when I became a psychotherapist or with my family. And then I would try through the years, you know, because I started talking about the angels publicly in 1995, 1996. And I would try publicly to talk about some of the other things that the angels would discuss, such as politics, world events, ETs and such. And I just was met with so much resistance. But I'm finding now that it's time that I can talk about every message I get, and that people not only accept it, but they're hungry and are asking for more. And that's just shocking to me, because this is my whole life of dealing with these things kind of privately. Now I can discuss them openly, and I'm thrilled.
You know, it's funny that you talk about that, because I'm really hearing this. This is really like a place of freedom for so many of you. Like, Doreen, you've been doing this and helping so many people connect with angels and understand the angelic realm for so long. I can only imagine what this was like for you early on. And now here you are coming to the stage. Get this. You know, you there talking about the angelic realm, and John there, you know, this psychic medium. I mean, who would have thought about this 15 Mm-mm. years ago?
No. It's still sometimes it's odd when I'm on stage or on television and people are staring at me, and I think this is me. This is the natural me being just myself, and people pay tickets to come see me, just be me, and so it's. Sometimes it's kind of odd to me, but what I do find is that more and more people are now, when they see John and I expressing our natural psychic abilities, it encourages them to do the same with themselves. So it's not only that they get messages at our workshop, but they get validation that, you mean these feelings I'm getting, that grandma's around, are real, or you mean that message I got from my angel to open my own business is real? Yes, it is. And it just encourages them to trust their own connection.
I love it, because, you know, part of this too is really looking at our lives. And how did we ever get to the place, Doreen, where we thought that we were kind of here alone in our own little ego and all that? Let's talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break. Doreen Virtue's in the house. For those of you out there, the lines are filled, but we'll be going through these calls here in a short second. And I want to just give a shout out again to my sister Joyce. Joyce, if you're listening to the show, you are an angel. You know, you stand for so much of what all of us talk about in terms of courage. I don't know that I could look the face of death in just smack in the eyes the way that you are. You are truly a role model for all of us, and I love you. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol The longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And for those of you out there, we are taking your calls, and we're actually in a little bit going to do something very, very special. Right now, Doreen Virtue is joining me here today. Please, please, please go find out more about the upcoming event that she and John Holland are doing. It's going to be amazing. This is something that we've been very excited about. Angels and the Afterlife, and in enlightened day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland, both of them. You're going to get some really cool information. Plus, you're going to be able to learn how to connect with those folks out there. It's not like John said once before, Doreen, it's not just me. You know, we all have that ability. And so this is going to be a great day. It's September 22nd. It's going to be in the Washington State Convention Center. You can actually go to the drpatshow.com website. You can get there by www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Right there on the homepage, just click on their picture, and you'll be taken to a place you can sign up, or you can go to Doreen's website. Doreen, would you like people to go to angeltherapy.com?
Sure, they can go there, or hayhouse.com.
Okay, great.
Or they can even Google John Holland, Doreen Virtue, and they'll be taken right to the page.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's the only city we're doing this in the whole world, by the way.
I didn't know that till the other day. Linda and I were talking about that, and I thought, this is amazing. I'm so glad you picked Seattle.
Hey, me too. Well, it's just one of my favorite cities. I live in Hawaii, so it's easy access for me, and I love that you have lots and lots of healthy food there.
Yes.
That's a must for me when I'm traveling.
Yes, and that you're so right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy stuff. Well, Doreen, we have some folks on the line waiting to chat with you. You ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Benny.
All right. Annette from Seattle starting in the show off today.
Hi, Annette. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
How can we help you today?
I'm going through some huge transitions, divorce, moving, and I don't feel they're happening quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to get some insight into what you think. It seems to be, money seems to be the issue and why these things aren't moving forward. And I just...
Okay. It's Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So as I tune into you, Annette, they show me that you're going in circles and there's some indecision about some of the things. It might be where you're going to move. You might be having some conflicted feelings about moving, even though you feel ready to move. There's another part of you that still has your roots there. And so they're showing me that the delay is partly because of this past couple weeks we've been dealing with the tail end of this this phenomenon called Mercury retrograde, which is now, thank goodness, over. So things are starting to move again. But also, they want you to create a crystal clear decision. Just put your foot down to the universe and say, I'm moving. This is the type of house that I know I deserve and want. Don't even worry about logic, whether you can afford it or not. That's what's holding you up. The universe works this way. You decide what it is you want, and then the universe will create ways for you to afford it. If you sit there and do it backwards where you say, please, universe, give me enough money to have this, you're going to remain stuck and spinning your wheels.
Okay.
I know it sounds illogical, but the universe's logic is different than the Earth's logic. Or the old energy Earth logic. The old energy Earth logic says there's not enough money or time or love, you know, to go around. But the universe's logic is that there's an abundance of all those, as long as you focus on the abundance.
Okay. And
I don't see any outside blocks to you. The good news is you have complete control over the timing of this. The minute that you just say, hey, universe, I'm ready, and quit worrying about the money, it'll come to you.
Okay.
Yay. You're in control.
Oh. Yay. Okay. that's great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sure, Annette. Thank you for joining us here today. I love what you just said, because Doreen, I have a friend that's in the same situation about buying a house, and I'm actually going to play that clip you just did for her, too. I love that, because sometimes we do come from a place of lack of what we don't have.
Oh, I hear this all the time. I hear from people, if I just had some more money, I could quit my job and open a healing center, or I could go back to school.
Yeah.
That's backwards. And you'll never go to school. You'll never get the healing center if you keep thinking that way.
And now we have in the state of Washington a television commercial that actually reinforces that by encouraging all of us to go buy a lottery ticket. Yay!
Oh, well, if you get guidance to buy a lottery ticket, that's one thing. But if you keep insisting to the universe that the money's got to come from this lottery ticket or a raise or selling something, you'll get stuck.
Yeah.
You have to let go of how the money will come to you. Don't even think about it. Just say, this is my new house, this is my healing center, and then let the universe worry about the details of how it comes to you.
Absolutely. I love this. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is, before we go to the next caller, I would love one of you out there, I would love to give a pair of tickets to the upcoming event in Seattle.
Oh, great.
Love to do that. So the first caller to call in for these tickets, this is what you will get. You'll get a great pair of tickets. Get to meet Doreen John. Have a blast. September 22nd, 1-800-930-2819. First caller to call in, and got to make sure that you're going to be there, going to be able to go to it. We'd love to give you a pair of tickets. But right now, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take Lisa from Ohio.
Sweet. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, how can we help you today, Doreen? How can Doreen help you today?
I don't have any specific questions. I just wanted to know what she saw in the cards for me coming up in the future.
Okay, you're talking about the near future?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you thinking about your relationships right now?
No, I'm just thinking more about the financial. We've co-signed on a house that our son can no longer pay on, and he's trying to sell it, and I was wondering if that was going to come to fruition.
Okay, thank you for being specific. That helps me to get right to it. What's your son's first name, please?
David.
What is it?
David.
David, okay.
David.
David. All right. The first thing that I got before you, I really tuned into him, I saw some influences. So your son is trying to sell the house that you paid for him?
That we co-signed on for him, yes.
You co-signed, okay. The first vision I got was some beer cans. Is he drinking?
No. No more. I mean, he'll go out every now and then and have some beers, but...
Okay. I feel like it's influencing his energy being low. In the old days... Even 5 years ago, I consider the old days, the old energy, people who are highly sensitive like David could get away with a couple beers here and there. This new energy is demanding all of us to be living at our highest level. And people who are sensitive like myself, like David, we can't afford to have any kind of chemicals lowering our energy because energy is what creates manifestation. So those beers are affecting the sale of the house, believe it or not. I know it sounds... It sounds unbelievable because 5 years ago you could have throw back a couple and get away with it. You can't anymore. Even a cup of coffee, and sorry you guys are all in Seattle, coffee is affecting manifestation. All the chemicals are catching up with us. The other thing is I see a lot of papers that some papers aren't finished.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, I don't feel papers as a B.
It almost looks like school papers. It's white paper with blue lines. It reminds me of school paper. Was there something with David and unfinished school?
excuse me. He's going back to school right now.
Okay. Okay. It feels like things are very disorganized for him at the moment. A lot of incompletions, a lot of feeling like he's drowning in school paperwork and too much to do. So what this is coming down to, this is very much reminds me of the last caller, because the good news is that you and David have control over this. There's not outside influences. If he was open to going through a detox and really taking good care of his body, I see that he can be athletic if he puts his mind to it, really getting into a healthy lifestyle. Within a couple weeks, his whole energy is going to shift. He's going to do better in school. I see him catching up and just having more energy and less being feeling like a victim to the universe, being overwhelming to him. He's also very sensitive to the pressure he feels, the obligation to you. And it's effectively lowering his ability to sell the house. So I'm going to ask the angels to help you with this so that you can give the whole thing to the universe to surrender it. I know that sounds so New Age flaky. I'm cringing as I'm saying this, but but it's true, is that when you surrender everything to God, that's when miracles do happen. When you sit there and worry, there's tension on the line that creates static, and things that we want can't happen. So I'm asking the angels to help all of you to release. Mm-hmm. I'm asking Archangel Raphael to be with David to help guide him toward a real healthy true high-energy lifestyle, not the temporary energy that comes from caffeine, but just the healthy energy that comes from good, good self-care. And then as I look at that type of scenario, I see the house moving very, very quickly. It could go within a month.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better already.
It just takes he has to pull himself up by his bootstraps, though.
Yeah.
Get him off of the beer and the coffee, making him a nervous wreck.
Okay, yeah, I think the coffee's what's getting him to nursing school right now, but I will tell him to let go of the coffee.
I know that you're in coffee land up there, and I'm not trying to be blasphemous. I also live in coffee land with Kona, Hawaii,
Yes.
And in the old days, 5 years ago or earlier, you could get away with having coffee be your source of energy. It doesn't work that way anymore for highly sensitive people.
Mm-hmm.
Our source of energy is the universe or God within. I've been caffeine-free since 1996, traveling all around the world, without one drop of caffeine in me. It's a belief we need it for energy. We do not need it for energy. In fact, it doesn't give us energy. It gives us crashes of energy. And in your case, it's blocking the sale of your house because it makes him afraid and fearful and anxious.
Mm. Wow. All right.
Yeah, I think he might also be using supplements for weightlifting, and I'm wondering if he should stop that also.
You know what? That's so funny because I did see him doing weightlifting that it makes him feel good. If he's using supplements that have stimulants, he absolutely needs to be off of them, like the Hydra Cut and everything.
Yeah,
he needs to be off of, the tyramine and tyrosine. But he can use the protein supplements, certainly, where it's just pure protein. Because I see that the weightlifting actually is a source of high self-esteem for him. And that's what we want. Yes. We want his self-esteem to be sky high in a real way.
Great.
Oh, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings. You'll be in my prayer.
Many blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Hey, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll get to Mark. We'll get to Barbara, who have called in to connect with Doreen. 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to connect with Doreen Virtue, my very special guest today, we'll be right back. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They may hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show's This Talk Radio to Thrive By. Doreen Virtue joining me here today. And I want to tell everyone to find out more about the upcoming event, Angels and Afterlife. You definitely can go to hayhouse.com. You can go to drpatlive.com. We've got a banner right on our page. You could go to doreenvirtue.com, or you could go to johnholland.com or angeltherapy.com. There are a lot of places you can go. You're going to want to register and grab your seat. We're expecting this to be an amazing filled audience for this mega event. And, you know, actually, Doreen, thank you for telling folks that you're not doing this event anywhere. I mean, this is it.
No, this is a one-time event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're not touring it. John and I are both so busy that even if it goes really well and we want to do it again, we couldn't possibly fit it in our schedules until late 2013.
Wow. Wow.
So this is it. If they want to see us together, come to Seattle.
I'm going to be there.
Which is a great place to come.
It is. Actually, we have people from Michigan and out of the state that are coming.
Wonderful.
I know.
They're smart.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I know. I'm going to be there. It's going to be very cool. Doreen, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Of course.
We've got a couple of more folks that would love to connect with you, and we're actually going to skip our next break so that we can go through. And then later on, Doreen's going to share what, you know, what are the angels saying about us as a species, as what are they saying about our world? But first, Benny, who should we go to?
Mark from Long Beach, California is joining us.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Doreen. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is my first time calling in. I've had the thing is, I was working at a university for about 6 years. Everything went really well. I did great there. My boss retired, and we got a new boss, and he was really abusive, and it just got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I was going to school at the same time, and it was just really traumatic for me. He is very verbally aggressive, and the thing is now I went on leave because that was my last resort. I tried every other route I could to get help from the universities, every place on campus that was the union, and it just didn't get me very far, and I was constantly putting my energy into just trying to protect myself, and it drained me. So I went on leave, and I've been on leave for several months since November, and I feel kind of, honestly, I don't feel I've been trying not to worry, and I think I've been doing a good job of that, but at the same time, I kind of need a solution. I need to know what path I'm supposed to be on. I studied art, and I kind of was hopefully taking this as a sign, too, to maybe I need to get on a different path because I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah, you're also extremely sensitive and getting more sensitive, which is a beautiful thing. So we don't want you to fight your sensitivity. You're traumatized by the abusive situation, and it's difficult for you to think about going back into that. But you know what? That's a blessing in disguise because it's pushing you out of the nest of the traditional type of work and getting you to think more entrepreneurial, which is what your soul is desiring, is self-employment. They show me you working with it looks like computer graphics or artwork that involves computer. Does that make sense?
You know, I study drawing and painting, which is very, it's not completely technical in that way, so that would be a surprise to me, although I've worked on websites in the past in my former job, but I don't have a graphics background.
Because that's what they show me. They show me you marrying your computer skills, and like you said, the website building, with your artwork. And so it becomes, it's almost like a bridge to doing freelance art in a more way like your traditional training. But in the meantime, instead of going from the extremes of having this control job at the university to being a traditional painter, there's an in-between point that gives you the money, helps you to get the freedom, get away from that scenario and that boss, and that's to be more of a commercial artist for right now, but still self-employed.
Wow.
They show me you working out of your house with your computer.
Oh, wow. I've been at home a lot. I wouldn't say I've been working, but hey, I'm on the computer a lot and, you know, constantly looking at art and just kind of absorbing whatever I can.
It's time to make that your profession. Well, this is, you know, I've been self-employed since the 90s, and I can tell you it requires doing something that you love, you're passionate about, that you believe in, because you have to be willing to talk about it to people with that true passion. And so I see you've got a lot of angels with you. I see one of them is a grandmother on the other side who really believe in you, who are championing your cause. And the work you're going to be doing in 5-10 years is different than the work you're going to start out doing right now. But they want you to be patient with the step-by-step process. Because if someone jumps right into complete artistic self-employment, they very often get nervous. How am I going to pay the bills? Then they put pressure on that art to be a money source, and it skews the purity of the art.
Mm.
So instead, they want you to do artwork that is more commercial, that will pay the bills, and then gradually ease into the more pure art. They're showing me that this is a business that will continue even when you do pure art.
Mm.
They're correcting me. I thought it would ease out, but they said, no, it's going to continue.
I see that you're under a lot of
time pressure right now. Are you on disability payments or something's going to run out and you have to get...
I'm still actually working that out. I had some money on for a while, and right now I'm kind of waiting for them to make some decisions and hopefully send me a check.
Because I see time is running in pressure, time pressure. This is what we were talking about at the last caller. Anytime you get anxious, it lowers your efficiency at manifesting. And so you want to do anything you can to not be anxious. That's true for everyone. You know, it can be as simple as getting a yoga mat out and just throwing it on the floor and doing some stretches. That will help you to lower. Walking's really good, listening to music, singing. You know, painting in your case, anything that can get you in a blissful upward state will help you to make more money and move through those blocks really, really quickly. As long as you're anxious, it blocks you.
I have one. Well, the problem is this time I feel like I haven't been anxious for many months, and to the point where I feel like I'm just kind of, you know, gliding along, and now it's like it's getting more dire, and I'm like wondering where the money's going to come from, and what do I do now? Because I feel like the job's kind of pulling me back. Like I can still go back.
Right.
I don't know that I know if it's up to me. I don't want to, but where's the money going to come from? In the meantime,
you have to be a self-starter, and as much as it's not your ideal job, it'd be better for you to be self-employed doing commercial artwork, for instance, websites and graphics art, than doing this other job where it's abusive and is not good for your soul.
Mm.
But you're going to have to get yourself some work. You're going to have to solicit some work.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that happening very easily. You just have to be the person to extend yourself to make it happen.
Okay.
Awesome, Mark. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people dream of self-employment, but they don't realize that they're the ones who have to kickstart it.
Yeah, tell us about it. That's what we're doing, aren't we, Doreen?
if you believe in it, you're passionate about it, then you naturally will want to tell everyone about it. And so it doesn't feel like you're selling then. It feels like you're spreading the word.
And excited about it. That's actually really been, you know, the key for me. I mean, I didn't really get that I was self-employed till about a year ago when somebody talked to me about that. I just thought, wow, you know, I'm just doing a whole bunch of really cool things. Isn't that great? And I think that's what you were saying as well. I mean, sometimes we do things that, and I've done this as well, we do things, we get paid a lot of money for it, and we're in it for the money, and that's it. And that doesn't work.
Oh, you can't do that anymore. That's old energy.
That doesn't work. Yeah, that is old. That's actually like my best friend Linda decided to clean her closet out, and she was throwing suits away from 1992. You go, Linda. Let's go to the phone. We have one more call. Mr. Benny.
Barbara from Edmonds is joining us.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi. Trying to be upbeat and excited and having surgery tomorrow.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Doreen?
I do see Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, with you. And he's got his thumbs up and he's showing me, he says the word success. It's whatever the goal of the surgery is, and they're not showing me what the goal is, but they're telling me success, that its goal is met. They're also showing me a sign of the sign of quick recovery. It seems like that's a concern of yours because they're focusing on recovery. And they said that the preparation work you've been doing with your body, something about vitamins you've been taking or supplements, that that is helping you with a quick recovery.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a two-step process. I have blood vessels being separated tomorrow for breast reconstruction surgery in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's going to happen in a really successful way. They said that this surgery will be a breeze. And I'm surprised to hear them say that because, you know, that's not a word that we usually associate with surgery. But they said that you're used to this. You've been through a lot of medical procedures and that this one will be a lot less than others you've been through.
Good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Barbara.
And I'll hold you in my prayers, honey.
Yeah, we all will. And Barbara, remember, you're in Edmonds, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful view you have today, don't you?
Absolutely, although it's a little foggy across the water.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that'll clear up for you. But, boy, I'll tell you, what a great place to be sitting and looking out. Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
All right. Doreen, we have a couple of people that send in instant feedback questions. Are you able to do those as well?
Sure, of course. I just need the person's name.
Sweet. Angela. That's like Angel, isn't it, Doreen?
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Angela from Grand Rapids. Hi. This is a great show. Thank you. Okay. I've been waiting. I've been wanting a bigger house. I feel so frustrated. I love our house, but we need a bigger one. Do you happen to see anything coming for me?
I do. I don't see that it's going to be a huge difference, but I see that there's going to be at least one or two more rooms, and that's what she needs. But I see that she needs to get out there and look more, physically drive around, and that the Show Me the Angels will guide where she drives, and she's going to find a place that's very, very kind of, it's quaint is the word that comes about. I see a lot of flowers around it, and I see it's just a very charming place. It seems like it might be for sale by owner and that it's more negotiable that way.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now with the internet, I have a friend that's in the process. There's so much now on the internet. You know, in Seattle, we have a thing called redfin.com where you can actually go in and really have some fun and you know, sort of becoming empowered around this story. And it's really whole new thing.
Well, for Angela, though, I see that she has to get out and drive.
All right. Get out and drive. Get out and drive. Yeah. All right. So get out and drive and take the Dr. Pat Show and Doreen with you. Thank you, Angela. We have one more. Deanie from Boston. Hi, Dr. Pat and Doreen. Doreen, my daughter is your fan. Uh-huh. We do angel meditation and listen to you. I love you. Doreen, if you can give me a reading about my marriage and situation with in-laws, it would be great. Mm-hmm. I have been excluded from family from every direction for no reason. They are very money-minded, and I missed to get that earlier. How is my marriage life, and who is around me? Any angels? Thank you. Deanie.
Okay. They show me some very hard-headed people, and they keep using that word, hard-headed, and I see people who are very much, they've made up their mind, and there's a matter of pride that changing their mind would, it doesn't go along with, they would feel foolish. So they're not likely to change at this point. I'm so sorry you're going through this. They do show me it's really important to have a lot of friendships, a lot of personal time for yourself, taking really good care of yourself, taking classes, because your emotional needs aren't being met by your marriage. It is possible to have a happy marriage if you can meet your emotional needs outside the marriage. But honestly, I see you keep waiting for this to change, and I don't see it changing. So if it was to stay this way for the rest of your life, would you be happy or unhappy? That's the question you've got to ask yourself right now.
Wow. Thank you, Doreen. Doreen, thank you for joining me here today. Mm-hmm. I did want to spend a few minutes and talk about what the angels see when they're looking at us as a species, as a world, as a planet. You know, what are they looking at? What are they seeing from their perspective?
Well, it's all about Earth ecology right now. I love that in Seattle you've got so much awareness about ecology. the three things that they're talking about right now are to make sure, and I know you've got laws in Seattle, but for your other places, do not use any product that's got phosphates in it, such as dishwasher cleaner, that or that powder that you put to make no spots on your dishes, or laundry detergent. Phosphates are killing the phytoplankton in the ocean, which creates 50% of the fresh oxygen on our planet. So what the angels have been saying is that we can't wait for the governments to make regulations to change things. We as individuals have to take charge of our ecology. And they applaud people who are doing recycling, but they say there's so much more. The next thing they say real quickly is we've got to get off of nuclear and fossil fuels. The Gulf oil spill and the Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan were supposed to be wake-up calls where all of us were supposed to say no more nuclear, no more oil, but there's so much money involved with this that the powers aren't going to make that decision. We as people have to unplug, and they want all of us to go solar. And the angels have said that if we will just invest in solar for ourselves individually, they will make sure that we are all reimbursed financially.
You know, this is a powerful, powerful message that has gone out. And, you know, I was talking with someone the other day, and, you know, they asked the question. They said, what happened to the green movement? And I said, wow, that's a really good question. I said, I think we're actually implementing it, but we really have to do it in a bigger way, don't you think?
Oh, completely, yes. There's people who weren't around in the, you know, when the green movement was first coming about.
Right.
So, yeah, we have to bring everyone up to speed. And, you know, instead of focusing on things that really don't help the world, we've got to put more of our time and attention on each of us empowering each other to know that what you do and what I do, it does matter.
Yes. Yes. And I think really it was talked about before on a show that was on right before us. Who was the host before me, Benny?
It's Femination and Debbie Whitlock.
Yeah. Debbie was talking about the it factor. And what she said was, we all have it. We all have the it factor.
Beautiful.
We just don't know it. Mm-hmm. We just don't know it.
That's true.
Well, thank you, Doreen.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Dr.
I want to. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave all of us with today? And I can't wait to see you in Seattle.
Well, the main thing is that you are your own authority figure. Please don't wait for someone outside yourself to give you permission to live the life of your dreams.
Mm.
You are the person to give yourself permission. Tap yourself on the shoulder and say, go. It's time now, because it is.
I love it. And for those of you out there that heard me do a talk the other day, yeah, it is time to get off of the fence of maybe. It is time to give up that old picket fence that you're sitting on that may be hurting your butt a little bit and that has maybe all written over it. Stand in your yes and make sure you join all of us here when Doreen joins us in Seattle. Doreen, I'm going to send folks to your website. Where should they go?
It's angeltherapy.com. Or they can go to Facebook and go to Doreen Virtue Official Fan Page and find me there.
All right. And to kind of end this show, it would be great. I'm going to pull another card from Doreen's. I love your cards, Doreen.
Thank you.
Honestly, you were talking about art before. I don't know who does the artwork on your material, but they are just absolutely superb.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're beautiful. So here we go. This is a card from one of many of Doreen Virtue's card decks. This is Healing with the Angels Oracle Cards. And so the card that I would love to leave everyone with today is, can you believe I picked friendship again? I shuffled the deck. I shuffled the deck.
That's how that deck works. It's magical. And
what does that mean?
The same message will come through again and again.
From your perspective.
But it means that people are earth angels, and so be sure to ask for help from other people and accept that help as it's offered.
I love it. Thank you, Doreen, for joining us here today.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you, too. I can't wait to see you again. Last time, I don't know if you remember this, last time you saw me, I walked in to interview you, and you just stopped me, and you said, before we talk, you have 100 daggers in your back.
Yep, I remember.
Do you remember that?
I do.
That was the first time we met. And then you cleared them, and I'm so thankful you did.
Yep, we'll be doing that for the audience in Seattle. And I want to thank Benny, too, for his help. He's an angel also.
Yes, he is. He's the man. He's my main man.
Nice.
I know. We've been together a long time. You know that, right?
That's great.
Yeah, we've been together when he was just like a little baby. Do you know he's got two twins?
I think I'm a little bit bigger than just a baby, but
twins. He has
baby twins.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's him. Thank you, Doreen. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you all for your emails. If you would like to send me an email about some things you want to hear on the show, we're actually bringing prosperity cards back. This is our brand new hour, Psychic Solutions. Email me at info@thedrpatshow.com. I read these personally. We'll see you next time on the show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.